You're now tuning in to Sipping Tuesdays with Eleni Janice. Have you ever had an epiphany? You know, like the kind of moment where you just have to stop what you're doing because you receive this new sense of clarity, a new feeling of joy, something like a new perspective, a new mission, a new venture, or a new purpose? To dig a little deeper, having an epiphany is experiencing a feeling of sudden realization or comprehension. It is the essence or the meaning of something. That something could be an object, a situation, a moment, a place, or other things that at the surface level mean one thing. But when we embrace it, it actually tends to hold a more symbolic meaning. Most of us have many moments of realizations throughout the day, throughout our lifetime. And as great as it is to experience this epiphany, what really matters is what you do with that new sense of clarity. It's these little and big moments for me where I am pulled back from my reality and I am reminded by the created, by the universe, by life itself, that I am exactly where I am supposed to be. Most days we get so caught up and fall into our same routines without much thought. Oftentimes the pursuit of our goals, work, or even just taking care of others overshadows our needs of our dreams. However, there comes a time where we almost learn to stop, pause, breathe, replenish, and surrender. But what does it mean to truly surrender? I mean, you hear it all the time in spiritual practices, but it can be difficult to understand how to go about doing it. It is important to understand that surrendering doesn't mean living your life passively. It means approaching life with an open mind and with the ability to just let go and let things be. It means not labeling what is happening in your life and not reacting to everything that you come in contact with. And this is truly important because we experience so many moments throughout the day where we are consistently changing our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions, from listening to music on the radio to not watching the news, talking to a friend, or working with a new client. These are all moments and experiences that truly shape our life. That is why it's so important with the type of energy that we allow in our hearts. To surrender is to be truly present in the moment. When we surrender, we learn to observe everything from a non-judgmental awareness and we just are free. By surrendering, we open up this doorway of joy, of freedom, of satisfaction, and gratitude in our lives. No matter where we are or what challenges are in front of us, surrendering to this control is a daily moment by moment choice. Like every discipline in life, we must learn to surrender and give it to God, because the enemy is always consistently seeking every day to cloud our minds with worries and doubts and fears, and it keeps you in a loop of confusion. And if we don't know how to surrender, we give up and we just lose all our hope, and then it's so hard to step back in our game. Some days can start out amazing, and by the end, it could just be an absolute train wreck. You have so much hope in the beginning, and by the end, you just crash in bed with this, like, defeat. But this is where we learn to find the strength in God. This is where we learn to turn to Him. The minute we start to see things crumble, we learn to put our hope in Him. And we're taught that, you know. But how about we just learn to be that? Even without our struggles, you know, besides like everything that is going on in our daily lives, you know, we have to always remember that He is always with us through the best parts of the day and also through the worst parts of our day. This is where we learn to surrender, to let go of what we dream of, and we hand it all over to Him, and we open up our hands and release this control, and we begin to trust that He will take care of us. And this is where we learn to have peace, a peace that we just don't understand, because this peace comes from the Creator Himself. There's a quote that I came across that says, "Time is measured in minutes and life is measured in moments." Now, to fully understand how we use our moments to the fullest, we have to remember that there are 24 hours in a day, 60 minutes in an hour, 60 seconds in a minute, and 60 moments in a second. So we experience over 5,184,000 moments in a day. And we tend to lose ourselves or give up and lose our hope because of one bad moment in a day? Nah, I refuse to be in that place again. I refuse to be worried or to be anxious. I want to live freely and experience a peace that I've never experienced before, even if that means that I must run after it and surrender. So here are a few ways that you can learn to surrender so that you can live a life with peace. Number one, let go of judgment. It is easy to fall into a pattern of judgment, both ourselves and of others. We've likely judged things throughout our entire lives and probably aren't even aware of it. Recognize any judgments that come up during your day and choose to replace them with kindness and gentleness. Chances are you'll feel much more at ease than if you hold on to that judgment. Number two, be mindfully aware of the present. When our thoughts are living in the future or the past, we are not surrendering. We are often trying to control and overplan with future thoughts, and we are often trying to make sense of mistakes with past thoughts. When you find yourself caught up in thoughts that take you out of the here and now, try turning to a practice that will help you focus on the present. Identify something that you see right here, right now, and anchor yourself in your breath by breathing in and breathing out. Number three, learn to physically relax. When we are unable to surrender by trying to control everything, we become impatient. We worry of the outcomes, and our body is just listening and it physically reacts. Take a mindful look at your body throughout the day. Are your shoulders up to your ears? Are your fists clenched? Are you aggravated? Mindfully observe how your body is reacting and breathe into those spaces. Tell yourself to let go, breathe in, and relax. I hope that today's message inspired you to just be free and to let go of all of the things that are weighing you down and to just surrender. I love you guys. Have an amazing Tuesday. We'll chat soon. Cheers.